This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. This is Macca. My co-host this morning is Michael Veitch.
G'day.
Our next guest is Lawrence Gibbons. Lawrence is the publisher of Star Observer, and we wanted to speak to Lawrence about, well, not just the guilty plea, but the subsequent conviction in the Scott Johnson murder case. Good morning, Lawrence. How are you?
Excellent, folks. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, am I right in assuming, and please tell us the name of the person who's been convicted of this murder?
Okay, well, he shares the same first name as the deceased. His name is Scott White. Apparently, he's 50 years old, which,
yep.
According to my calculation, means he would have been 17 at the time of the incident. Sort of reading through the media, it looks like the police have alleged that they actually went to the manly at North Head together. One of the things I've noticed is that he lives in Lane Cove on the lower North Shore in Sydney, and apparently, Scott had an apartment on.
Can I just ask you, Lawrence? The sound quality is really bad. Are you speaking on hands-free or?
Yes. Is it bad?
It's very bad. Can you come off hands-free?
Oh,
no. Is that possible?
No, it's not. My speakers. You can't hear me now.
No, it's pretty shit, to be honest.
Oh, damn. Hang on one second. Why don't you guys talk for a second on this, and I'll try putting it back on.
Sure, okay. We can do that. And for background for the story, and it is such a terrible story. It's such a tragic story. It's awful. But I tell you what, the ABC has just put up the link to the Australian story. that came out a few months ago. So it's been going since 1988.
Yes.
And to think that this happened in our country, you know, they say when Hawke was prime minister and ABBA was top of the pops,
yes.
And there were people out there basically sort of hunting people down for their.
We're actually going to ring you back, Lawrence. So just hang
okay,
up.
Okay, sure.
We're going to ring you back to get a better quality, and Michael and I'll
we'll
keep talking while that's happening. So also SBS did a series about these murders. There was a whole series of murders.
Mm.
In Sydney, and I want to recognise that they did that, and the CEO of SBS at the time, Micah Bede, worked very hard to get, you know, as long as the people producing the show and everything, to bring it together. So, Lawrence, so Scott pleaded guilty in court unexpectedly, didn't he? He stood up and, I'm guilty, and his lawyers, you know, collapsed on the floor. And they said at the time that he was going to appeal, but he's now been convicted, hasn't he? The judge said, well, no. It was very clear to me that he said he was guilty and, sorry, you're convicted.
That's right. I mean, so he has been convicted, but that doesn't mean he's not. He's due to be sentenced on May 2nd.
Right.
And it's not clear. I mean, and apparently his legal team will appeal the convictions, which is his right, I suppose. But for the family and obviously for the community, this spells the end of a long and troubling saga.
Yeah.
So it's quite shocking.
When did you first become aware of the case, Lawrence?
Oh, good God. I mean, look, there have been, there were a number of coronial inquests into his death. There were at least, there were three.
Three.
I remember back in around 2015, there was a Four Corners episode coroner said no, this wasn't a suicide, because the first time they deemed it had been a suicide. Second time they said, well, we don't think it was a suicide, but we don't know how he died. And then the third time the coroner said, no, this looks like a murder. Yes. And I became aware of the case because at that point on Four Corners, the head detective into the case did an extraordinary interview where she went on TV and disputed the findings of the coroner and said no, she was absolutely convinced that he had committed suicide.
That was extraordinary. Yes. And I didn't realize it until I watched the Australian Story program. Yeah. But that's almost unprecedented. The detective actually just coming on and basically trashing the inquiry that she was a part of.
Yeah, but it has to be said that kind of systemic homophobia was rampant in the New South Wales Police Force at the time. I mean, and the part of the issue here is that Scott's death was just one of about, there are 88 gay men who were allegedly killed between the 1980s and early 2000s through similar circumstances at Beats. So in fact, there was a New South Wales parliamentary inquiry into it, and they recommended, and the premier advised that there be a judicial inquiry into all of these deaths. So, if it were the only thing of a type of case, that would be one thing. But in fact, this is systemic, and the unwillingness of the New South Wales Police to have looked into all of these cases is shameful.
And the most chilling term was used that's come out of the story, the term blood sport. It was as if these gangs of young men had dehumanized these men to such an extent that they regarded them as, prey to. I mean, it's like something out of sort of Eastern Europe in the 1940s, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's horrific. And but the other thing that I haven't seen much discussion of is the role of Beats, Cruising Spots in our community and in the history. And part of their social function is that they're a place that closeted gay men, they may not even identify as gay, but closeted men who are attracted to men would often go for sex. And of course, we're going back to the 80s and 90s during the peak of the AIDS epidemic. And so there was all of that stigma attached to it also. So there was internal homophobia, external homophobia, anger towards the LGBT community because of HIV, and all of that manifested in brutal attacks on gay men, and obviously up to 90 people died as a result. It's horrific. But it's part of our cultural history.
And New South Wales Police. Okay, this was a New South Wales Police investigation that ended up in these charges. But the fact is, there are all those other cases that haven't been resolved. Where they ruled suicide, or they the simple fact is it was homophobia within the police force.
And in the community.
And in the community. The police force, say that they've changed. Well, I often question that, particularly the New South Wales police force.
Sure.
And you only have to look at what was happening the last couple of days. Yeah. No singing and dancing. No singing and dancing unless unless you're a religious organisation.
Yeah,
and, you know, I'm not sure what the relationship of the New South Wales Police Commissioner is, you know, with these organisations. I'm puzzled. How can you... The Premier says they should be fined. Okay, there's a separation of the executive and police, but apparently the police don't take direction from the government. Yeah, I believe that too.
Lawrence, there can't be just one person involved in this case. I mean, has the man that's been convicted implicated other people? It must have been part of a group. Mm. I mean, you know, well, let's just call it what would have been a gang. Have other names come into this net?
Not that I'm aware of. And as I was saying, it looks like the police are alleging that they actually went to the site together. So, I mean, that's what I've read in one of the, reports. So the facts haven't come out in this case in particular. But look, I mean, I think, you know, one thing that also bears mentioning, which is that Scott Johnson, came from a privileged American family. His brother is a multimillionaire tech founder who's worked at Mopsa and who was able to put a lot of resources into keeping pressure on the New South Wales Police Force to bring this to justice. And not everybody has that kind of or support, right? And so, you know, good on him for having the dedication and tenacity to bring this to justice, right? And hopefully, you know, as a result, lots of other people will get justice. But you know, there are a lot of mysteries. I don't know if you have heard the podcast or read the books around Bondi, the Bondi site. Mark's Park in Bondi was a notorious gay beat, and lots of gay men went missing there. So up and down the Sydney coastline, there were a number of spots that were cruising spots where people met a brutal end.
Yeah, unfortunately, Lawrence, we're out of time. Look, thanks to you and Star Observer for covering this. I know a lot of other media has, but it's been good coverage, so thank you.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for giving us the opportunity to talk.
It's a pleasure.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Okay.
You are on Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9, and if anyone is offended about my remarks about the New South Wales Police, have a look at their history. Nearly 90 people murdered.
Yeah, the phones are running hot.
Nearly 90 people murdered.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reality is they hadn't, you know, they've had an opportunity to do something about this.
Imagine if a serial killer of non-gay men...
Well, they're pretty active against the granny killers in Mosman.
Yeah, absolutely, right? Absolutely.
But apparently, you know, you can have a religious group gather and be jumping up and down to music and, bright lights playing and... It's not a dance party.
The baby cheeses will protect you from the virus. Don't you know that? Don't you know that?
We're not going to, come on, guys.
Singing hymns. You see, the power of hymns keeps away the virus. Don't you? This is basic information. I'm sure you don't. You haven't been listening to our Prime Minister.
You sound like a primate of the Orthodox Church.
The Serbian Orthodox Church.
Yes.
Serbi, Nova Qua.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.